This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Nearly 5 years after he was elected to whip California back into sound financial shape, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been facing the longest budget impasse ever in California this summer. And now Schwarzenegger is about to become the first governor in state history to veto an entire spending plan. John Myers of member station KQED has more.
Early Tuesday, the California legislature approved a spending plan, now more than 7 weeks overdue. But just hours after the plan was sent to him, Governor Schwarzenegger said it's not good enough.
Legislators had the chance to fix our past mistakes and put us on the right course, but they refused to do so.
In a news conference Tuesday afternoon, Schwarzenegger announced he would veto a budget that even legislators admitted is, well, lousy.
I'm somewhat disappointed because they're 3 months late with the budget. And this is what we get on the desk, is a budget that literally pushes the problem into next year, kicks the can down the alley.
The budget approved early Tuesday erases a $15 billion shortfall through deep spending cuts and a long list of gimmicks. Gimmicks like a permanent requirement of California taxpayers to pay more of their taxes in the first few months of the year. The accelerated tax collection will allow the state to count the revenues in the current fiscal year, thus helping balance the budget on paper. But what drew Schwarzenegger's veto was the debate over a rainy day fund for future bad years. Legislators agreed to the governor's demand to increase the size of the reserve, but they rejected what they saw as overly restrictive rules on using the money.
No one in this business says my way or the highway.
Democrat Don Parada is the president pro tem of the California State Senate. He says the rainy day fund should be available to replenish the vital programs hit hard by budget deficits in years gone by.
Otherwise, all you're doing is shrinking government. And there are those who really want to make it very small and, not have government doing the things that we believe it should be doing.
If that was the only issue, Republicans in the state legislature might support Schwarzenegger's veto, but they don't. That's because the gimmick-laden budget was a result of their opposition to a tax increase, something both Schwarzenegger and Democrats wanted. And they are inclined to reject Schwarzenegger's veto, says Dave Cogdill, the Republican leader in the state Senate.
We need to get this budget and get it out, and we think it certainly meets the goals that we set this year. Everybody realizes it's not a perfect budget. I don't know that there is such a thing. But our concern from the very beginning was to pass a budget that didn't do additional harm to the economy of the state.
Even Schwarzenegger expects his veto to be overridden this week, but that may actually play in his favor. After all, when next year's projected budget problems show up, the iconic chief executive can say, "Don't blame me, I didn't approve that budget." For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.